Hey, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masachas Me'ilah, and we are up to parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet. So says the Mishnah. The ashes that you take out, that you take off of the mizbeach hapanimi, and that you take out of the menorah, lo nenin, and I'll get hanah from them, but v'lo molin, they're also not subject to meila. Hamakdish tishun batchila molin bo. If someone is makdish the value of the ashes to the Beis Hamikdash, so batchila in the early stages before you take it off of the mizbeach hapanimi or out of the menorah, so then it is subject to meila and. It's going to be, meaning if you were makdish it before, if you were makdish its value before you ever took it out, so then it's going to be subject to mila forever. So if you use it before, it's you could figure out how much it's worth, so then you're going to be chayev for mila because you're never going to be able to figure out what it's worth. So that's causing a loss to the Beis HaMikdash. Torin shaloi gizmanin v'nayona sha'avrizmanin. If you have Torin who are not yet old enough to be used as a carbon, or B'nai Yonah that are too old to be used as a carbon, lo nenin v'lamolin, you're not allowed to get hana from it, but it's also not subject to Me'ilah because you can't bring it on the Mizbeach anymore, or yet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Torin shaloi gizmanin molin b'hen. No, if it's a Torah that's too young, it is subject to Me'ilah because it could be brought on the Mizbeach if you wait long enough. It's only B'nai Yonah which can no longer be brought on the Mizbeach. That's where we say that you can't get hanah from it, but it's also not subject to Me'ilah. Mishnah Hey, Chalev HaMukdashin Uveitzei Torin, Chalev, not Chalev, Chalev HaMukdashin Uveitzei Torin, the milk of Hekdash animals and eggs of Torin, lo nen v'lo molim. You're not allowed to get hanah, but it's not subject to Me'ilah. But Medvar Mamurim B'Kachim Mizbeach, that's only if these things were kachim mizbeach, because they're meant to be used as karbanos on the mizbeach, so there's no meila aval b'kachim b'tikabayis. But if it was something that was designated for kachim b'tikabayis, hikdish tarnagolas molin ba ubebeitzasa. If you're makdish a chicken, so then there's meila on it and on its eggs. Chamor molin ba ubechalva. If you're makdish a donkey, there's meila on it and on its milk, because it was never meant to obviously be used for the actual Bedek HaBayis. It was the value of it was meant to be used for the Bedek HaBayis. So the value of its eggs and milk is also meant for Bedek HaBayis, and therefore it's subject to Me'ilah. So to review what we learned today in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, we said that the ashes of the Mizbeach HaPanimi and the menorah are not subject to Me'ilah, even though you're not allowed to get hanah from it. And if you're Makdish its value, and then you use it before you assess the value, there is a violation of Me'ilah. We said birds that are too young or too old to be brought on the Mizbeach, Tanakama holds, is not subject to Me'ilah. Rabbi Shimon says, wait, if it's too young, it is subject to Me'ilah, because it could still be brought on the Mizbeach. If it's too old, it's not subject to Me'ilah. And then the Mishnah Hey, we said that the milk of hektish animals and the eggs of a tor of birds that are huktash are not subject to meal, even though you're not allowed to get hana'ah. That's if it's kachem mizbeach. But if it's kachem bedikabayis, so you're not, and you're a makdish a bird, there's meila on the bird and its eggs. If you're makdish a chamor, there's a meila on the animal and on its milk. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav.